Today, as we go through our reading the Bible through in a year, we're on Psalm 8. And there's only 8 verses in this. I left one out. There's only 9 verses in this psalm. So I'm going to have Pat put it up, and I want you to read it. Read it to yourselves quietly. Just read along. And Pat's going to move this. You read it, Pat, and move it as you finish the line. You move it up. Okay, let's take a minute, and let's just let this come into our souls, and now be still so it can. It is called to our attention that you and I live in a day when all things are not put under him. Obviously, Psalm 8 looks to the future, and that's really true. It's a prophetic psalm. In verses 1 and 2, David extols the majesty, the power, and the providence of God. This first verse is a prophecy. It looks to the future, a glorious future. It is a messianic psalm in which we see God's man. It emphasizes the humanity of Christ and his ultimate victory as man. And he did have an ultimate victory as a man. He conquered it. He lived on this earth as a man, but without sin. Amen. Jesus. We so admire you for that. Amen. Verses 3 to 5, we see his loving kindness toward mankind. In verses 8 and 9, it shows that he gives us dominion over this lower world. And we see that man finally gains control of this earth, and the day will come when God's name will be excellent in all the earth. Do you just long for that day? Do you just long for the day when your neighbors who are not even saved now have received Christ and they are rejoicing with you about the excellency of his name? I look forward to that day when nations fall before him. Every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord. I look forward to that day. I don't know what we have to go through before we get there, but I hope I live long enough to see it. If not, I'll be joining with those in heaven looking down. Yeah, amen. Amen. No question there. I'm going to heaven. How about you, huh? Receive Jesus as your Savior. You don't have to say, well, I don't know. Maybe I'll go to heaven. No. We know in our heart, God gives us witness in our own hearts that we are his children and we are going to heaven. Amen. So we come back to verse 1. O Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Let's stand and let's say that part together. Do we all agree his name is excellent? He is excellent. He has all power, dominion, authority, and we honor him. Let's do it with our mouths. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Amen. This is the day that we can praise him.